The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Preparation for Tisha B'Av. Shalom uvracha. We're ready, almost Erev Tisha B'Av. And say some things I'll get to be talking. I'll get to Tisha B'Av. We know the Menhagim. The Menhagim, prior to Tisha B'Av and Tisha B'Av, a Menhagim of Avelus. The week before Tisha B'Av, we don't launder our clothing. Don't take haircuts, and I'll give it Avelus. From the beginning of Tisha B'Av, we sit on the floor. And the different Inuyim, which are also because of Avelus. The idea of Avelus is when somebody close to us leaves us, passes away, so there's a feeling of loss. To the point that a person really, in some ways, naturally disconnects from a lot of things he was running after in his life. Very often, our daily, even as a person, sets people onto a track of, what am I running around? What am I giving such value to in this world? It's just a temporary world. And that's one of the halachas of Avelus, even is not to do malacha, not to do work, disconnect from these worldly, mundane endeavors and bring himself into the world, the eternal world that this person has left and has gone to. And he remains behind, to do what he can to prepare himself for the same world. In the same vein, and Tisha B'Av is also, we are all caught up to different degrees in our day-to-day endeavors, needs, aspirations, fantasies, whatever they may be, which many of them are geared to our physical drives and our ego and all kinds of other things, which are not really at all important. Something we have to take care of. They're not a goal in life. By no means is that to find one's success in life, these things. So, in the Tisha B'Av period is a time also we're coming back to our bearings. That when we pay attention to the fact that we have that glorious Beis HaMikdash, that amazing Ashrus HaShechina, Simchas Beis HaShoeiva, Kleis all getting together, Aliyas Regula, Korban is to meet them every day, that we accept the back of his book and brought a kapara for Klal Yisrael, a special shmita from Gandovim, from war, from even from Mazikim. When we start taking out these few days to pay more attention to what we're lacking, the world had the potential clarity for everyone want to get part of it in ways like this. So it also gives us an ability, if we take advantage of it, to also recalibrate ourselves and machazik ourselves. You know, I'm really missing this place that makes this. I'm really missing Hashrus Hashrina. Maybe I should put a little more effort in my life to the things that bring down more Hashrus Hashrina in this world. Which has come about as a Torah, a mitzvah, a tefillah. So when a person davens Shemoneh Esrei, the Shechina is with him. He's talking straight to the Shechina. It's a mokum kodesh, says the Taz. I'll call upon him. So those are the feelings. They're not feelings of despair, depression, upset. Feelings of the world, there's so much more to this world, and I'm yearning for that deeper relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the higher level.
Kol HaLashon.
Of living, and I'm going to put more effort to make it that way. Now, Tisha B'Av in the morning, and a little bit at night, we say Kinnus, also sitting on the floor, because it's also an act of Avevus. There's many Kinnus of that, 40 Kinnus. So they all really describe one of four things. Some of them describe the terrible calamities that happened in the time of the Chum Beis HaMikdash. The physical tragedies of death and killing and being thrown out of our land. And then afterwards, we have certain ones on different periods of time, during the Crusades, the burning of the Talmud, Holocaust. All of the things that drive into us how things look when we detach from our Kodesh Baruch Hu. When we will be properly connected to Hashem, these ones have happened. But when we detach ourselves from our Kodesh Baruch Hu, anything can happen. And then we have the other ones about the Siluk HaShechina, the spiritual part. Now, all those wonderful things we had in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, we had the Beis HaMikdash itself, how we lost that closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We went to the Golus, even Hashem went with us, Gavri Yochel, the Golus. It wasn't anywhere like it was like in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. So the two factors that we suffered and we're suffering throughout history because of the lack of this deeper connection with Hashem, the physical calamities and the spiritual ones. The third part is Tzadik Adin, which means I realize that even though we have been suffering or going through hard times, I don't have any time to encourage Baruch. I know He's doing this all for our benefit, all to keep us directed. When we start assimilating, then we get over our heads. And if we wouldn't get over our head, there will be nothing left of us. You see that certain communities that seem to be living peacefully and they're not sharing their mitzvahs properly after two generations, there's nobody left. From one of us, how many Jews have been lost? The spiritual Holocaust over the years is greater than the physical one in numbers. And the last part of it is our yearning for the Geula. Those are the last pieces. We're talking about Zion, wonderful Eretz Yisrael, the beautiful land of Eretz Yisrael that has everything in it. And how beautiful it was and how beautiful it was. We're yearning for it to come back. So basically, we're going through the whole gamut. Our starting point is the intensity of the veilus, intensity of feeling of total destruction. Millions of people being killed, going into slavery, going into gulas. How our whole cities being uprooted and our bodies being destroyed. Famine. And the spiritual destruction, Siluk HaShechina. And from the epitome of that in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, going throughout history with that, but together with that, recognizing, Tzadik Hu Hashem, Ki Biur Marisi. Hashem knows what He's doing, and He's doing what's best for us. And together with that, keeping that desire for the Geula Asida, Baruch Hashem, was so close. For thousands of years, people were saying this, talking about Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim. It was a dream. They had no shackles to it. And now we're here, in Eretz Yisrael, in this beautiful land. Somebody recently showed me a picture. It was somewhere in Chutzlaz. I asked him to show me a beautiful picture. It was more depressing than beautiful. There's nothing more beautiful than Eretz Yisrael. We have all the different climates and different landscapes. And such a special place. Shavi Zeicha. To use the spirit of time to refocus a little bit, give more weight to what's really important, developing our intimate relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we have it now. With the davening, we put a little more effort, like we said, in the tefillahs, especially the tefillahs now, for the Geula, Hashem's return to Tzion. together with the other Maisim Tovim, the Chasadim we do, the Tzedakas we give, Torah we learn. And with that, our constant Yachlim, Yeshua, Metzapim Yeshua, looking forward to the Ruah, never giving up, Mir Hashem. We will see soon the salvation of Klal Yisrael. We'll be able to celebrate Tisha B'Av as the biggest Yontif. Shalom, Shalom.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.